In the Los Angeles suburb of Monterey Park, an unlicensed maternity clinic was recently forced to close. It's one of many in California that advertises online to attract pregnant women in Asia who want their children born in the United States. Under the U.S. Constitution, that makes the children U.S. citizens. It's not illegal, says immigration policy expert Karthik Ramakrishnan.
The U.S. could pass a law saying that they will not admit someone in the country if their intent is to have a child in the United States. Right now, there is no law that explicitly says that.
But local officials say these clinics are unlicensed and illegal in residential neighborhoods. Local authorities in the city of Chino Hills, near Los Angeles, have also been cracking down. Attorney Rosanna Mitchell heads a group of residents who complained to city officials.
They saw a lot of luxury cars coming in and out of here. They also saw 7 to 8 pregnant women walking down this driveway here.
Officials say the unlicensed 17-room clinic, with inadequate sanitation or safety features, housed up to 30 women. It is now closed. The controversy is causing tensions in racially diverse areas, says Chinese-American Lou Alfonso.
Because there are honest and peace-loving residents of the American Chinese community in Chino Hills who are very much against these maternity hotels. And because of the emotion, there's a tendency to generalize.
Huaimin Liu of the Chinese American Association in Chino Hills wants the clinics closed.
We feel very bad and about this kind of operation. And we sure hope the government do something about it.
It's unclear how many maternity hotels are operating around the United States. Some California residents hope that Congress will determine whether the constitutional amendment granting citizenship to all born in the country needs to be modified to prevent birth tourism from spreading. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.